When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Official pod is presented by WynnBET. Betting is a team sport, bet together at WynnBET. Eric Allen here in Phoenix, Arizona. We're at Radio Row, joined by Jets rookie receiver Garrett Wilson. What's this all been like for you today as you make the rounds?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a constant go. So I woke up at like 7:30 this morning, and since about 8 o'clock, it's been, moving around, talking to different people. It's been awesome. So, yeah.
How many stops along the way so far?
I would say this is my fifth or sixth.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Don't quote me on that. I think it's my fifth.
Are you enjoying it or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying it. You know, just talking to people, talking about the past season, talking about the future, you know, all that. It's been fun.
What's been your first professional offseason like? Because before you came to Arizona, you were out in Hawaii.
Yeah. It's been good. I finally left the house and got to do some vacation and stuff like that probably about 3 weeks after our season ended. So I went to L.A., went to Hawaii, and now I'm here. But, yeah, Hawaii was top-notch, man. I got to do that again, like I was telling you.
So what did you do in Hawaii?
Yeah, did some whale watching. Yeah. That was cool. Went out on the ocean, and we were in Honolulu, Oahu. So that was the island we were on. Went out on the ocean, did that. Didn't get in the water. I'm not doing that. A little cold.
No,
I'm not getting in that water. Seeing the whales was really cool, and then you know, just looking at the terrain they got, it's different than anything you would see, you know, over on the mainland, and talking with their locals, and it's just really cool to be able to meet different people that got different perspective on different things. It was cool.
That's awesome. What do you think about how big of a showcase the Super Bowl is? It's just not the game, but everything that goes with it, all entails.
Yeah, it's cool. Just being able to network and meet different companies and people that you don't know when you can cross the line with them again or cross paths, and just building your portfolio up to be able to, you know, find something you want to do after football, and just meet with people that, while your name does mean something and it's important and people have it fresh in their minds because you have a platform like football, use it to its full ability, and just talk ball. This is a good thing that we have. You know, I didn't know it was as much like this. I did in my rookie year, but I didn't know it was as much of a production, like people coming out every year. I thought it was just me. But now I know everyone comes out, the whole league's out here, and it's really cool.
Have you thought about Thursday night NFL honors? You are up for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I thought about it a little bit. Thought about my outfit, you know, and make sure I'm looking clean up there. But, yeah, I'm just excited to be a part of that group, man. It's a great group, some great players, and to be nominated for that, I'm blessed.
What did it mean to you to already capture the Pro Football Writers Association's Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. So, it gave me a little bit of hope that, you know, this one on Thursday will be coming too. We'll see. But, it was truly a blessing. It was awesome.
So I've heard that you're going to get soup fitting later tonight.
Yeah.
Without giving us too much information, what goes into the thought process as far as how you're going to look on that red carpet?
Yeah, so I procrastinated, man. That's not me usually when it comes to getting an outfit on. But this year I did procrastinate, so I'm kind of doing it now. So I can't say I even know too much, you know, but I know I'm working with Hugo Boss on it. I'm excited to go over there tonight and figure out what I'm going to wear. Coordinate it with my girl and all that, you know, it'll be cool.
Have you reflected on year one? I mean, the last time we saw you was after the Miami game. You guys are cleaning out the lockers, but all that you accomplished, the 83 receptions, 1,100 yards receiving. I mean, the list goes on. And you did that despite there were a number of hiccups offensively in terms of, hey, you didn't know who was throwing you the football week in, week out.
Yeah. I definitely reflected on, you know, that was probably what I took those 2 weeks initially out of the season to do, and just getting my body back right, feeling better, but also reflecting and thinking about what I just put my body through, what I just put my mind through. You know, it was a long, long year for me being a rookie and going through this process of draft and doing things like this last year, and then just rolling into a season and not really stopping. You know, I did take some time to reflect after, I'm happy I had the people around me that I did. I'm happy it went the way it did, besides, you know, not winning and playing as long as we should have been. But, you know, I'm happy I had some things that went wrong and offense not playing well, so that I got some what's the word I'm looking for? I got
adversity.
Adversity in year one.
Right.
You know, I didn't want it to be all sunshine and rainbows. And for me, you know, I don't look as much at the stats and base it off that, you know, but I know that I did a good job of talking to the veterans on the team and talking to the coaches and turning over every stone to make sure I was just in a good position to play well. And, you know, I feel like I did a good job of that. And you know, hopefully I can continue it into next season.
What were some of your favorite moments?
The Browns game. You know, that was definitely my favorite moment just because that was like my confidence boost and a great win back in the home state. That was, you know, something I'll never forget. Another one of my favorite moments, beating the Bills. And that was like, you know, and it felt like, all right, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be a good team. We're going to be and I still think we are a good team. But, you know, that just felt like we were, all right, we're going to be in the playoffs. You know, this is what we're going to do. This is normal now. And that was an exciting moment for us. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, those are the two that stick out to me as far as playing games.
You know what
season.
Sticks out to me a little bit, too?
What's that?
Was the way you finished the year in Miami. That kind of, to me, it defines who you are, what you're made of, because you had such a gritty performance, and you didn't get the win there, but you went down fighting every possible play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was to go against someone like Xavier Howard and be tested like that. Individually, he didn't play the first time we played them. And know that you're going to be getting man covered. I thought it was a good test for me. You know, I wanted to see where I was going to be at and it's how I stack up against someone I've been watching since I was a kid, you know. So for me, you know, I wanted to go out there and ball out. You know, it's not often you get to go play in 70-degree weather in December or January at that point.
Right.
You know, so I took full advantage. I wanted to just, you know, make sure I was feeling good. And luckily, I mean, sadly, we didn't come out with the win. But, yeah, you know, I feel like that was a good experience for me.
All right, man. Give me the secrets after the catch. Garrett Wilson last season forced 22 missed tackles, second most among wide receivers in the National Football
League. Who's first, Debo?
I don't have that right now.
Okay.
But I will find that for you.
I didn't know that stat.
And
that's
you
cool.
Also forced a missed tackle after 26.5% of your receptions.
Oh, wow.
So what's the key to that after you get the rock?
Knowing your surroundings. You know, you gotta know where people are at, but not let them know that you know. So, like, for me, it's like peripherals and stuff like that. You know, just looking at your peripheral and acting like you don't see them, being nonchalant, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you make a move. So, I don't know. Maybe it's like basketball that has something to do with it. I don't know, man. I was just that's one of the things that God blessed me with.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
No.
WynnBET is bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, they have what you need to win. Jets fans in New Jersey, sign up today and use promo code XJETS. And after placing your first $100 wager, you will receive $100 to bet with. You will receive a $50 free bet and a $50 casino bonus. Again, the promo code is XJETS. Offer subject to change. Offer only available in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older to participate. Please visit winbet.com to view welcome offers available in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia.
One of the plays that Quincy Enunwa, former Jets receiver, and I broke down a couple times this year was that play against Miami over the middle, about midfield, where three or four defenders are coming in on you, and not only do you have the presence of mind to catch it in traffic, but everybody's converging on you. You evade them, and I probably think in your mind you probably thought you were going to score on that play.
I should have scored. You know, next season those got to be touchdowns. I got to find that second gear. But just knowing your surroundings and trusting your quarterback that he's going to put in a spot where you're going to be all right, make the catch. And just know your surroundings. You know, try and keep your feet, pick those knees up. That's all it is, you know.
What clicks for you when you go on the field? Do you have a switch? Because if we're talking right now, everybody like, hey, man, he's mild-mannered.
Yeah.
He's so steady. But when you get on the field, you bring everything, and there's this fire. There's this passion
that you play with.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, you know, when I was growing up and when I was in high school was how Kobe said you got to have an alter ego. You got to have, you know, you got to be able to flip the switch, you know. Not exactly on and off while you're playing, but be able to flip the switch from on and off the field, you know. So for me, I do flip a switch. You know, I got to be able to tap into something different when I go out on the field. You know, it's a violent game we play. I ain't the biggest cat. You know, and I'm a young dude out there. You know, I want to go out there and prove myself. And for me, you know, I definitely got to flip a little switch before I go out on the field, definitely. Like I said, it's just a violent game. And I don't want to, you know, I got to.
Hey, so earlier this morning, I think Kay Adams was asking you about your competition with Sauce Gardner on the practice field.
Yeah.
And the humble you comes out and says, hey, he got the best out of me. Really.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did. Why?
There's multiple reasons for it, for why.
I know he's a great player, but go inside the
matchup. Yeah, exactly. Besides him being, you know, as good as a corner there is, you know, he knows how to play team defense. And, I wasn't able to just go out there and play, you know. For me, it was, all right, what do I got on this play call that we just had? So I'm running out, breaking the huddle, like, all right, I think I got a slant, but like, it might be an in route, though. So, you know, just little details and not being able to play 100%, thinking about, okay, how am I going to attack a corner? And that was a big problem for me initially. And then as the season gone on and I got to just play against Sauce, even though we did less reps in season, I just got a feel, and he got a feel for me, too. So now it's just we're going. And I'm excited to, you know, have another offseason to build on that and keep building each other up, you know. So.
How much can you guys help each other? You just said keep building each other up. I remember not too long ago, Darrell Revis, who's up for the Hall of Fame Thursday night, used to challenge Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
They go back and forth in the practice.
Yeah,
field.
I actually saw those one-on-one clips the other day. I saw a few of them, yeah.
What did you think as far as watching those, but also how you guys are going to be able to help each other continue to grow in this league, you and Sauce?
Yeah, I mean, it's just putting your best foot forward every time you're out there. You know, not taking reps off, knowing that if I go hard, he go hard, it's making us both better. You know, it's not about trying to prove anything. It's not about this, that. It's just about bringing each other's game up. You know, we're on the same team at the end of the day. I'm happy he on my team for sure. And, we want to be able to just honestly be better than every opponent. And for us, you know, being able to give each other a real look, be as good as any, you know, be better than any opponent that we play against during the game, if that makes sense. I don't know if I worded that right.
It definitely
does.
Yeah,
just have the hardest reps at practice, you know. And, that's how it should be. That's how we want it to be.
All right. I know you're making the rounds. You're awfully gracious with your time. Really quick, though. Offensive changes. You got a new offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. Have you looked at tape already? Maybe like a guy like Devontae Adams who played in that system before. Maybe like a Jerry Jeudy who most recently played it last year.
So for me, I haven't since we announced the hire.
Right.
But Devontae Adams, you know, like passively, I just watch him all the time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the mindset, okay, I got to watch and see how he was using Devontae Adams. You know, it was more of just, I just like Devontae Adams. Let me take something from his game. But being a student of the game and loving to watch since I was a young kid, I know the name Hackett, Nathaniel Hackett. Obviously, I've been watching the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers play for a long time, and Devontae Adams, and I know what he did with that offense, and I was excited to see the hire. So, you know, for me, I'm excited to learn the new offense and you know, pick off when we left off.
Good luck Thursday night. Yeah. We will be there waiting for you because you deserve that award.
Appreciate
offensive
that.
Rookie
Thank
of the
so
year.
Much.
And have fun at the suit fitting tonight.
Appreciate you, Eric, my dog. Thank you, man.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.